Brian, he's like, you walk into a bar, any bar in Knoxville.
It's playing.
You walk in, boom, Mo Bamba. You go up to the bar, you get a beer. 5 minutes later, you drink like half of that beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. You finish that beer, you go to the bathroom, you go back to the bar to get another beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. It's Mo Bamba, Mo Bamba, and Mo Bamba.
What's that song called again?
Mo Bamba.
Now, I don't want to say that Overtime copied Talk Sports, but we were the only show that had the rejoins with the clips of the shows.
Yeah.
Up until this one came out.
This is gold.
But I do love this one.
It really is.
Mo Bamba. You go and get another beer, Mo Bamba. You go and take a leak in the bathroom, Mo Bamba. Yeah. Mo Bamba, Mo Bamba. And I remember listening that day, and Brackman was actually mad.
Like he was, really was.
He was fuming. Like he's like, I hate that song. And I remember there was one time, like, I saw him at a party, or maybe it was at a bar or something, and that song came on, and he left.
Like, Did he really?
He legit
he
just, like...
He was so tired
like,
of
he
it.
Literally just set his drink down and walked out, and came back, like, 15 minutes later. he actually disdains that song. But now, past all that, it's time for Mount Rushmore.
Let's do it.
We'll hit it. All right, it's time to... How does he start this off? It's time to rank these video games, because it's not really a ranking.
Yeah, it's just your top four of whatever the
top
is.
Top four video games of your life.
In honor of
NCAA's death.
Yeah.
Well, really, it was the anniversary
of... How long has it been since they have stopped making that game?
July 7th, 2014 was the very last game.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while.
No, wouldn't it have been 2013? Because it was NCAA.
Yeah, that's right.
14.
Yeah, you're right. It's been 6 years.
Wow.
It's been 6 years.
And everybody's wanted to come back.
It doesn't make sense not to have it.
It really doesn't.
Like, and you know what?
Especially with
I'm
the stars
still
we
mad.
Have.
I'm still mad at those players that were that started the lawsuit of seeing of like getting their likeness or whatever.
Yeah.
Getting paid for the likeness. You ever know how much money each one of those guys got? To cancel that game for everybody to ruin everyone else's happiness.
How much?
$145.
That's it?
Like each player got a check for like $145.
I saw NCAA 14 going for like $150 on Amazon. So it's now going for more money than they made from that lawsuit.
Yeah,
not worth it.
No, like that. You know, the idiot that's on the other station that threw that pick in the SEC championship and mm-hmm. lost the LSU game for us. That guy,
yeah,
was Brent Schaefer was way better than him.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about it on a show one time, and I don't even know why I was listening. It might have been the only thing on, but he was like, "Yeah, like I was ready to get paid, you know, like I was like, you know, feeling good. We're gonna take the whole city out for Roost Chris, kind of thing."
Mm-hmm.
And it was less than $200.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what, y'all ruined a great game for nothing. Anyways. Mount Rushmore. Will, why don't you kick us off?
You want me to start? Okay.
Kick us off.
Well, keeping within the spirit of the conversation, I have NCAA 13 as
okay.
my top one. I thought that was the best NCAA video game to ever come out in the one I've played.
Okay.
Then I have NBA 2K18. That's the one I have. I haven't bought 19 or 20. I'm a little cheap, but that's my go-to game right now. Then I have Minecraft just because that's just an all-time game. Like fifth grade. Going and being able to play it on the little computers.
I was never into Minecraft. I never got it.
No.
My little
brother loves it.
It's an all-time classic.
I loved it.
There's so many people that love it. I just don't understand it.
No.
Like, what's the
point?
I don't
understand it, to be completely honest with you, but it's just such an all-time
okay.
classic game.
Okay.
And my last one, I'm going to get a little judgment for this, but it's a game that if you just turn it on in, like, elementary school, especially in school, to get kids active during indoor recess... Just Dance 1 on the Wii.
Oh.
Probably
yeah.
one of my...
That's not a bad one.
One of the most underrated... It's a party game where you can actually have it
yes.
at an actual party or a kid's birthday party. Just something to distract. I think Just Dance 1 is one of the most underrated
video
games.
The Dance Central games, big hit in my house.
We had... Okay, like, I took the Wii from my mom's house actually when I was at her place the other day.
Still bumming.
I took the Wii. I don't have a game system right now. My Xbox broke. Like I'm in a bad place.
You're hurting for video games.
I needed something.
Yeah.
And I knew I had an old Madden on the Wii at my mom's house. So I was like, I'm gonna go take it. And I'm just gonna take all the games because like why she'll be mad if there's just, you know, 10 Wii games just sitting here.
Yeah.
And there's 1 through 4, Just Dance, sitting in my house right now. And I had a lot of explaining.
You've been playing Just Dance
No, I have not. All right, I have not.
In your free time?
With that Just Dance grind
I had to
on.
Explain something to my friends the other day when they came over. And like I was starting to play Guitar Hero, and they're like, Ben, why is Just Dance 1 through 4 sitting outside, sitting on the counter right here? And I was like, oh, that's Katie's, don't worry about it.
Oh no. You had to divert.
I was just like, let's just play.
They were so fun though.
Let's go play basketball or something.
I would never play it by myself, obviously. But if I went over to a friend's house and they had the Wii or something, we'd do Just Dance.
Well, you're welcome to come play Just Dance anytime. I've also got the Michael Jackson dance game.
Oh, alright.
Which actually was a lot of fun. Will, don't give me that look. I was a huge Michael fan. Kinda still am. Don't really know how I feel about the HBO thing.
Yeah.
Never watched it. I won't.
It was really good.
Yeah, you
really
might not
good.
Want to.
I started to, and I got sick to my stomach, and I just turned it off.
Yeah,
like,
don't finish
it. It's hard
it.
To watch, but it was a really good one.
All right, Julia, you're up.
All right. I'm about to geek out a little bit because...
Let's do it. We're all...
Contrary to popular belief, I was a big gamer growing up.
You love to hear it.
Started with Mario Kart Double Dash.
Oh, great
on the
game.
GameCube.
That's a great one.
Me and my cousin would play this all the time, getting to screaming matches over it. I think that's really what started my love for video games. And then next for me is NBA Street.
Oh, wow.
PlayStation 2.
Okay. I loved that one, too.
Yeah, you did have all the big stars.
Was it Volume 2?
Volume 2, yeah.
I kind of forgot about that.
NBA 2, Volume 2 in the streets.
They put in the WNBA players, too. That was one of the first games that had WNBA players in it.
I loved that game. Stretch, Biggie Smalls.
Yes. You could have all the big stars. So much fun. And then next for me is Halo 3.
Wow, you were a nerd.
Xbox 360.
You were a nerd.
It's funny because my dad, prior service, he was in the Air Force. He's retired now. He was stationed overseas, and him and his buddies on their downtime would play Halo 3 on the Xbox 360. And as soon as he got back from overseas, he was like, we need to get an Xbox 360. We need to get Halo 3. We need to play this game. And he did, and we played it all the time. It was so much fun. Played multiplayer all the time.
Like, so you were just facing off against each other?
Yeah. Or we'd be on the same team. We'd play, you know, online against other people. So much fun. And then last for me is Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, my gosh.
In my opinion, best Call of Duty game.
That is. You're right. No, you're 100% correct. Will?
I don't know if it's the best.
Will?
I mean, it's a great game. It's a great video game.
In my opinion, it's the best.
MW2 is 100% the best COD game, period, the end.
I played it.
You will not
all
be able to,
day, all night.
You're young. You don't understand.
I'm not going to try to change your
you
mind.
You will not be able to change
disagree.
This side of the table's mind because Julia is 100% correct on this.
It's a close number two.
You are a nerd.
What's number one?
Yeah.
I like Black Ops 2.
Okay.
The one on the PS4.
That's a good one, but
that's because he's
not
young.
Yeah.
Like that was probably that
came
that was,
out
that was probably what the
Modern
second
Warfare
COD
2?
Game you ever played?
No. I played all the old ones, and then when that one came out, when I got a PS4 at my grandma's house, that's all we played for a while. So that's why I think it's the best one.
That's a good game. It's a good game. Not better than Modern Warfare 2, in my opinion.
It's just not. No, it's not. All right, so.
Let's hear it, Ben.
I guess I get to nerd out a little bit, too. My first one, Spyro the Dragon. It's actually Spyro 2, Ripto's Rage. That's what it is.
Okay.
Spyro 2, Ripto's Rage.
Yeah.
Had it on PlayStation 2. Actually, it's a PlayStation 1 game, but I only ever played it on the PlayStation 2.
Uh-huh.
Loved it. Actually, they did the reboot recently. It's Spyro Reignited. They remade the first three games. I got that while I was living at my old place. My friend, my roommate had a PlayStation 4. I bought it on that PlayStation, and I was like, I'm going to play this game. And he was like, we're not going to live together in like 6 months. And I was like, I don't care. I'm going to have this beat by then. In like a month, I had all three beat. Like, I love that game.
Yeah.
So Spyro, Ripto's Rage, Spyro 2. Next up, I'm going with Mario Kart Double Dash.
Yes.
That was one of the
best
games.
The best game.
That was one of the best games. My dad's house, we had a GameCube. We had all the, like, Nintendo was my dad's side of the family's system.
Mm-hmm.
We had the 64. We played the Super Mario game on that.
Yep.
And then when we upgraded the GameCube, we got four controllers because everybody wanted to play.
Right.
And it'd always be like me, my two stepsisters, and my brother, mm-hmm. and we'd just be facing off. And like you said,
so
screaming matches. You know, my brother, like, you know, sometimes I'm knocking the controller out of my brother's hand at some point. Like, you have to do everything you can to get an advantage.
Me and my cousin would legit fight over it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was the most competitive game.
And then going back to match up with Will. I'm an NCAA 06 kind of guy.
Okay.
Again, PlayStation 2. It was the first game that I played. I was telling you guys earlier, they nailed now it's called Road to Glory. Then it was called Race for the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
They nailed it. If you did it right, you could make your guys' hype shoot up. Always, always. Here's the trick. For all of you NCAA 06 are still out there. I'm sure there's many.
I'm sure there's some.
The trick is... dual threat or a scrambling quarterback. You always pick the scrambling quarterback, but then you force him to throw more often than run. The more passing yards you get, the more the hype goes up, and then you start adding in the running. So then you start running that little option play because you can only do it under center.
Yeah.
So you're doing a little scamper out pitch or you know hit the spin move. The circle spin move on NCAA 06.
Unbeatable.
Unstoppable. You could basically just. Push forward on the remote and hit circle, 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 circle all the way down the field. No one could touch you. No one could touch
You're
you.
You're dealing out those cheat codes right now.
Best game. Yeah, yeah.
I let you guys know this out there before we came in. I was 3 years old when that game came out.
Which still is stunning to me. That, like, hurts me a little bit.
That's crazy.
I was 10.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'd already made it through a good portion of my life. You were 3 years old. You didn't even see the towers come down. That's what really, that's what really messes with my head.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I met someone that, like, was like, yeah, I was born in, like, 02, I was like...
You didn't even...
I was like, what? Or, like, maybe we were talking about that, and they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But last for me, Crash Bandicoot. It's in that same family.
Classic.
The same Spyro family. They, too, reignited it. They did the reboot recently.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what was it called? Crash Bandicoot, the Insane Trilogy, because Cortex, the bad guy, always has a big N on his forehead, which I don't really know why, because his name's Cortex.
I don't either.
But like, that's just like his thing, is a giant N on his forehead. Like maybe he has a first name that I just don't know about.
Nigel Cortex.
Nigel. but he's got a big old N on his forehead, and so they made it the Insane Trilogy.
They rebooted it.
That one was actually on the Xbox, so I bought that on my roommate's Xbox, played it, beat it, and then whenever we moved into a place by myself, so now I don't have either of these games. So I kind of feel like I have to figure out a way to like get the login or the download, so I can get them back, because now I'm kind of missing them again. I do have a Crash game on the Wii, Crash of the Titans. It sucks. It's not the same. Like, you know, Crash, I don't know, like, did you guys ever play those? I think you already said you didn't.
I did, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you know how Crash works. Like, you go around, like, you're on a path, basically. You have to work your way around, beat the, you know, kill the enemies or whatever, go on. This one, you, like, take control of other, like, monsters that are there, these big old beasts, and that's, like, basically the only way you can do stuff. Like, you can still attack, like, yourself. But it's more efficient to use these guys. It just doesn't feel right to me. And you're not on a normal thing. It's just it's its own world. I played it for about an hour the other day, and I was like, this is awful.
Yeah.
Like, I kept waiting for something to kind of turn around. Terrible.
It's so crazy because, like, nowadays, my little brother's 8 years younger than me. He's big into the video games. He's got the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he doesn't even have to buy, like, go to the store and buy the games. Like,
you just download it right there.
Like, everything. I'm like, you have no idea. Like, we would go to the GameStop, go wherever,
and maybe not even have the game.
Yeah.
Like, I got, I forget what game it was, but, like, I was intent on getting whatever this was, and I'm so mad that I can't remember it now, because it obviously was not that big of a deal in my life.
Yeah.
But I went to the store four times, and they did not have it. And I was getting so frustrated. And I was like, why do you not have this freaking game? I'm here every day. Can you not put an order in?
And you know what? Like, for the Call of Duty games, the night before the release or whatever, everybody get there at midnight like, to get the game.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a thing anymore.
No, because you just sit at home and you hit download, you hit buy right there and download it. And just. But then, see, the crappy part about that, and really about games in general now, is whenever you, even if you go and buy the hard disk, you have to wait, like, 8 hours for, like, the downloading to work, like, mm-hmm. for all the stuff, like, because they're constantly pulling stuff off the internet, updates, all that crap.
Used to be you could just pop it in and...
Pop it in and play.
Yeah.
Whenever I got Red Dead, again, on my friend's PlayStation...
Right.
I couldn't play it for 2 days!
Yeah,
it was downloading for 2 days! And I was getting so mad. I was like, all I want to do is come home from work and play the stupid game. Why can I not just play this stupid game?
Times have changed.
Times have changed. I am looking forward to the PlayStation Mini. It's coming out. They're going to have all the old games. Yeah, you need to look this up because I think it's going to have some games on it you like.
Okay.
Because it's coming out with like all the retro games. It's supposed to basically be like a knockout, like a redo of the PlayStation 1.
Shoot.
So it's going to have a bunch of retro stuff, some PlayStation 2 stuff on there. Looking forward to that. That's been Mount Rushmore.
That was a good Mount Rushmore.
That was a good Mount Rushmore. We're going to have a really short segment, and then we're hitting birthdays.
Yep.
And then we have probably another short segment after that, and then the show's over. Like, we're pretty much...
Hey, we're just rolling.
We're on the downhill slide at this point, guys. Like, we're really there.
We're killing it.
I said before the show, I don't know how we're going to fill 2 hours. We filled at least an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Stick with us. We'll be back on the other side. This is Overtime on Fan Run Radio. To love. Such a good song. Such a good song. You know, this is a fun fact about myself. I play guitar. I know I'm very talented. Play guitar, bass.
Man of many talents.
Oh, many talents. I mean, I can play guitar, and you guys might not know this, but the other day I was playing Guitar Hero. I got 100% on a song. Just saying.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about Guitar Hero for the video game out much.
On medium.
Medium?
On medium, ladies. But really, a fun fact, I play guitar, and this was actually the first song I ever learned how to play in completion.
Hmm.
And I was so proud of myself. I actually had, like, you know, like... Will, you probably never experienced this, so this is kind of a Julia thing, but...
Oh, no.
You know when you could record your own ringtones?
Yes!
I had a flip phone at one point, and I recorded my own ringtones, too.
He did have a flip phone?
Oh, wow. It applies to me, too.
See, how young sang, did you get a phone?
You sang...
10.
Wow, that's really young.
Well, it was because my grandma would pick me up from school every day, so I had to have a phone mm-hmm. to let my mom know where I was.
That's kind of similar to me. I got a phone younger, but that's because I was, you know, I had to unlock the house by myself. Like, I had a lot of, you know, responsibility.
I had all that stuff. I didn't get a phone till 8th grade. And my child of divorce, my dad went behind my mom's back.
You're the youngest.
And got it for me.
You're the youngest, right?
Yeah.
Are you
the youngest.
You're the youngest?
Out of three,
oh,
yes.
Oh, wow, okay. I was the oldest, so I feel like, you know, the parents...
See, no, my brother, he really got screwed. He's the oldest. He didn't get a phone till he was 16.
Yeah, that's rough.
He had to start driving. And then my mom.
Your parents were probably like, okay, yeah, I guess we got to get you a phone since you're driving now.
That was the rule, and that's how my mom kind of set it up, because she was like, at 16, Drew got his phone. That's when Katie will get hers. I think she got hers at 15, so about the same.
Okay.
I was in 8th grade, 14. Yeah, 14, because I turned. I got held back in kindergarten. I turned 15 at the end of my 8th grade year. It was really awkward for me.
Yeah.
But I got my first phone. In 8th grade, and it was really weird, but I only had it for like three. It was this really weird, like, it was like this big,
mm-hmm.
and the front of it flipped out, but like the keys were underneath this little flap.
Okay.
It was really small, tiny phone. I only had it for like 3 months, and then I got an iPhone. Oh. So then I was really stunting.
I want to say I got my first phone in fifth grade.
Wow.
It was a flip phone. It was a pink flip phone.
I had to wait till eighth grade, and I was behind every single one of my friends.
I bet, yeah.
But I was the first one to get the iPhone.
Yeah.
So then I was stunned.
See, I didn't get iPhone until well into high school.
Were you also the first one to be able to drive in your grade, though, since you were the oldest? So,
me and two of my friends each turned 16 in April of our freshman year.
Yeah, that's nice.
So, like, we were the hot shots of our class for a little while.
Yeah.
At least until, like, midway sophomore, you know, some people even into junior year.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, a fun fact, whenever I learned to play the song, I recorded myself on my phone, on my tiny little flip phone, playing it. And really, I felt pretty proud of it because one time it rang, and my brother was like...
Who is this?
My brother legitimately, like, was like, oh, I didn't know you liked Kiss. And I was like, that's me. And he was like... Wait, what? Because, like, he plays guitar, too. So it was always another little competition.
So you're really just trying to showcase yourself.
I was really trying to show out.
You whoever, know. You know, heard your ringtone, you can be like, oh yeah, that's me. This is me.
Don't worry about it.
No big deal, though.
Don't worry. All right.
I play guitar a little bit.
It's fine. I'm talented, good looking, really smart. It's whatever.
I mean, I really have all the qualities.
I've got a lot of stuff going for me. Trust me. Just trust me on that.
I did do the recorded, you know, songs for the ringtone, but I never recorded myself.
What was one of your top recorded ringtones?
I think "Kiss Me Through the Phone."
Oh wow,
Soulja Boy!
Wow,
that's the one that comes to mind immediately.
That's the one that, you know, middle school boyfriend.
You know, for your boo.
Middle school boyfriend, don't really get to see him or hang out.
Yeah.
So you're just texting, but whenever he calls. Kiss Me Through the Phone comes on.
Yep.
So yeah, I know.
That's one that comes to mind.
I'm trying to think. It was like, I really was into this one, I don't know if anybody knows who they were, random rap group on YouTube called Chitty Bang. And they had one song, I cannot remember the title for the life of me, but I recorded that and I thought I was the coolest person because I was
Chitty
in like
Bang.
Fifth grade with a rap ringtone and no one else had a rap ringtone.
What's weird about this phone, I'm like getting all these weird flashbacks to it all of a sudden. The song that came on it, the song that the, like, because it was designed to be like kind of like an MP3 player / phone thing, because when you close the flap, it had a play, pause, skip, volume up, volume down button. And you could plug your headphones into it, kind of thing. And the song that came on it and was like the bass ringtone was Make Love in This Club by Usher. So I'm sitting on the bus one day, right after I get this phone, and I did not know this, okay? Like, I didn't even know how to turn the ringer on or off. Like, it was just on. I had just gotten this thing. I get on the bus, and my mom calls me.
Oh, no.
And... I want to make love in this club, in this club, in this club, in this club.
So it's just like, ringing out. Is this your set ringtone for
and
your
I like,
mom?
I'm like looking around. I'm like, who the hell is that? And everyone's like looking at me. And I like reach into my pocket and I'm like, oh no. And so I just like answer it and I'm like, hello? And like, you know, figure out the conversation or whatever. And then like I like end it and like everyone's laughing at me. You know, like I've got people throwing stuff at me now. It was weird, and then
that's
like
embarrassing.
It was really embarrassing, and then like everyone's like, "Why is that your ringtone?" I was like, "I didn't even know it was on here. It just came with the phone, and no one believed me." Because again, we're in the era of recording ringtones.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, "Wow, Ben really sat down and said, I want to record, want to make love in this club
for his
ringtone, just his general ringtone." Because this was even before you could, you know, do the specific ones.
Yeah.
I was just stunned.
I do remember for like when you could do specific ones for my dad, I would have Rocky Top.
Yeah, I had that too.
I did have the Rocky Top song.
Let's see. I had Rocky Top and Rocky. Those were the two that my dad used.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I honestly ever assigned one for my mom. It might have just been the general ringtone.
Yeah.
Well.
It's so crazy how like nowadays, like with the iPhones and stuff, like I never have any specific ringtone.
I don't even have my ringer on.
My phone's on silent.
Mine's buzzing all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be like waiting on a message or a call and like knowing that I'm going to be like away from, like sort of away from my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, so like if I'm like waiting on something, I'll put the ringer on and like set it down like on a table or something.
Yeah.
That way I know for a fact I'm going to hear it. But other than that,
but it's like the default ringer.
Yeah.
Like nobody has a specific ringtone or anything.
I mean, like, yeah, I really.
Or even for alarms. Like, I know you can do it for alarms. You can set a specific song or whatever.
My sister does the specific vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has a set one for her husband and my mom and somebody else. Maybe my dad. But, yeah, like, I would never know the difference in the vibrating.
Yeah.
No. Like, I would just be like, oh, my phone's going off.
When I first got an iPhone and I had to, like, decipher who was who when I was first getting text messages, I set a specific vibration because I didn't like my phone making noise.
Oh, really?
But a specific vibration. So, like, everyone in my context, if they texted me, I would know they were in my context. But if it was a random number, I wouldn't even think to check the message because it was just a regular buzz.
That's actually a decent idea. I kind of like that.
Thank you.
Not really in our industry because of sales, and we have to give our number out to a lot of people, and they call us and text us immediately.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty good idea as a child. We got birthdays coming up next. I'm so ready to judge this. I'm kind of mad I don't get to play because I always say I think I could win.
Maybe you can play tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll host it tomorrow.
No, I want to go up against you
because
you're the reigning champ.
Yeah.
I mean, Cole's gone. Yeah. You're the only staple left.
Apparently, I've been dubbed as, like, the winner.
I mean,
me and Will have only gone up against each other two times, though.
So. Yeah, but when you're the staple on the show, I feel like you have a more...
Stigma.
Yeah, like, I just feel like you have a better... like understanding of everything,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like you're more like in
tune.
So
you want to take down.
So yeah, like if we're gonna play, I'm playing against you, and Will's hosting it.
You don't want to tune up game first and save her for Friday. You want to use me as like an FCS
Northwest
true. Or something.
Could get and, you know get a feel for it with Will.
I'm not very.
No,
good.
I want to beat you 2 days in a row if we're gonna be playing. I want to win.
Well, let's go.
All right.
Let's do it.
We got birthdays coming up. Stick with us. Alright, it's time for birthdays. One of the best games at the station. One of the only games at the station, but one of the best games at the station.
Yep.
Will, you got to do my version of it. So you should.
Who died last night?
Who died last night?
Yeah. So, talk sports. A little darker. A little more. Little more edgy. I thought my version would be. Instead of birthdays, be who died last night, and famous deaths of the day.
Yeah,
which I didn't think seemed like you're kind of making me feel like it's kind of bad. Like
that one was easier because I remember when people die because it's like normally
it's very,
taught
it's a very
class.
Famous thing like that. Like we played it on one of the days that I was hosting Three and Out.
Mm-hmm.
Will got Billy Mays, like a couple of
Archduke
Franz Ferdinand.
That was in the history book.
Did you give like clues as to
who
it was?
Yeah, like
and stuff?
Like. One of them, you know, the Archduke one was like his death signified the beginning of World War I.
Okay.
And he was like Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria. And I was like, oh my God, how did you know that?
And then Billy smoked me and sung the president's song.
Oh, yeah. There were two presidents on there, and Billy absolutely killed it.
Huh.
James Madison. Like,
If
I gave you the fourth president,
no.
Would you just be able to. James Madison?
No.
Because, like, he immediately, like, it was like. No, like, I couldn't even get the question out.
Really?
I said, fourth president. He. James Madison.
Wow.
And I was like, how'd you know that? And he starts doing this, George Washington, then
there's probably a song.
He like literally started singing it, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, what? Like, does this go all the way up to Trump? Like, do you know all of them?
What are you doing right now?
All right.
Funny.
So, birthdays. So I give the description. You guys try to guess the person.
Yeah, Tanner usually starts as like clues that may not be that well known, and then if we're not getting them... getting the right person, then he'll give like the more obvious clues.
I have heard this part. I'd say this is like a B plus birthday
okay.
day.
Okay, so it's not great, but it's not terrible.
It's not terrible. There's names that you should know.
If yesterday was an A-, though, I'm worried about a B+ today. Because Tanner said yesterday was an A-.
Well, so
I didn't
know
any
of
them.
Well, Tanner chooses some really obscure ones sometimes.
And he also is like a big history buff, so he
That's
knows
true.
All the older,
That's true.
Famous people.
So so first up, you guys ready?
Yeah.
I got to put my headphones on, I think, is what he says.
So oh, yeah, ties, to make sure you hear the...
In case there's a tie.
Yeah.
She became known for her role as Gloria Delgado Pritchett on Modern Family.
Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara.
Okay, you got to give the occupation and the age right off the bat.
She's an actress.
I got to get in the mindset.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, yeah, no, that's him.
It's 1-0 yeah, Will.
All Will on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
NFL wide receiver.
Okay.
I believe 30 or 31. I got rid of the age earlier.
Oh, no.
Let's just go with 30.
Okay. 30-ish.
He became the first NFL player in history to compile over 1,000 returning yards and receiving yards in a single season.
Okay.
He began his career with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Antonio Brown.
Yep. Antonio Brown. 1-1.
I won't say his name. I hate him.
Really?
I'm a Steelers fan, so.
Oh, yeah, okay. That makes sense.
He who shall not be named.
Yeah, Voldemort. All right.
This person's dead, so I don't really know how old they'd be.
Oh, you're supposed to add it up, you know? Like
really?
Yeah, when they were born and today, you know.
Well, he died in like 1920-something,
okay.
So
all right.
200 years. He's like 100 years old.
Okay.
He was an electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, and physicist who invented the electrical motor, arc lighting, and AC power. He did high-voltage, high-frequency power experiments in New York, which later led to the invention of radio.
Oh! Shoot. I should know this. Can you give the initials?
NT.
Oh, Tesla. Nikola Tesla.
Dang it.
Nikola Tesla.
I was going to say that, but I did not want to be wrong and look really dumb.
God, if you had said it before, that would have been really awesome. There's a double-edged sword to that. All right.
All right.
2-1.
2-1.
Oh, wow. What a day. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. This is actually a good game. I told you, Will. I told you before the show. It usually takes a game to get used to it. But then once you get used to it, you can start winning.
Oh, yeah. He's ahead of the time.
All right. Oh, man. I don't know her age. She's an actress / pop star.
Okay.
Who achieved widespread success with her top 5 Billboard Hit 100 hit. I Want to Love You Forever. And her 2x platinum certified album, Sweet Kisses. She also was an actress and fashion designer. Oh, her fashion is her name. Can't use it.
Jessica Simpson.
Nailed it.
Yep.
What gave it away?
The fashion. Yeah.
See, my next
clue. I don't
clue.
Know her as much for her music.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
I know her for, like, Dukes
and
of Hazzard.
And I know Ashley Simpson did music, too.
That was going to be my next clue was Dukes of Hazzard. And then she dated Tony Romo at one point.
Nick Lachey. Yeah.
All right. Again, I'm sorry. I don't know the name.
Okay.
I don't know the ages. She's an actress.
Working out the kinks.
I'll do better tomorrow. Actually, no, we'll do better tomorrow because I'm beating your ass.
Oh, no.
She's an actress who became famous for her role on The Office. She also appeared in the 2011 film Bad Teacher, and she voices the character Sadness.
Jenna Fisher.
No.
What's her name?
In the 2015 Disney film Inside Out, and she also landed a major supporting role in the Netflix drama The OA.
What's her name?
I will take just a first name on this one.
It's Amy Poehler's sidekick, isn't it? No, that's not it. I don't know. Oh, what's her name?
Mindy?
No.
It's not.
I will take just a first name because I don't think you know their last name, but you 100% because it's their first name is the same in both the show and in real life. No. There's only one woman left at this point.
Oh. I've already...
You've already exhausted 3 guesses.
I don't know. What's the initial?
P.
I'm not... Oh, jeez.
You have a guess, Will? I'll still offer it up to you. She can't
P?
Put...
P?
P.
That's the first name initial?
That's the first name initial.
On The Office.
And in real life. She has the same name in both real life
and
The Office.
Oh, Phyllis.
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 She was also a writer on The Office and wrote her own part.
What's her last name?
Smith.
Phyllis Smith. Yeah.
In The Office, it's Lappin Vance. Lappin hyphen Vance. So what is that?
Haven't watched The Office all the way through. I've only watched like here and there. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
I've watched it 7 or 8 times all the way through.
Yeah.
It's the only thing on my, like, I don't have cable right now. I'm a cord cutter. I don't use cable. I was a big Sling guy last year. Mm-hmm. I used Sling the last, like, 2 years. But during the summer, nothing worth a damn watching.
Mm-hmm.
So I just cut it off. I'm like, I'll save myself $30-something a month. That seems smart, right? But now, I'm just watching The Office every day. Kind of getting bored of that.
What are you going to do when they take it off Netflix?
I haven't really thought that far ahead.
They're taking everything. We talked about this yesterday. Friends, they're taking everything off Netflix.
They're taking Friends. They're taking The Office.
They already took How I Met Your Mother. And 30 Rock.
But see, the thing is, it's all going on to everybody's independent streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when push comes to shove, I will just pay the $3 to $5 to have these other services. And
on
like,
top of the ones you have already? Or are you going to cut some out?
I don't pay for my Netflix.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's still my mom's account.
Yeah.
Do you pay for your Netflix?
No.
Okay. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody under the age of 30. No, that seems high.
But they're making it harder for you to be able to do that, like, in the future.
Yeah, but they haven't done it yet.
Sure.
They haven't done it yet, and I'm still streaming.
Okay.
But I would... I basically just go home and turn on The Office. It's just background noise half the time when I'm working.
That's what I do with Friends.
Yeah, and now it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
But you just got, you know, we just have, like I said, we're just going to have to bite the bullet, pay $5 to $10 a month for whatever that streaming service is just to have your favorite show.
If it's worth it.
I mean, there's going to be other shows on there that you like.
Like, I guess, but they're all going to be Netflix originals or...
Not Netflix. I'm talking about like...
Oh, the new ones?
Like NBC, like, you know, The Office is going to NBC.
Yeah.
The NBC one's probably going to have some good ones.
Mm-hmm. And Friends is going to HBO, the new HBO.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
HBO Max, I think
HBO
it was.
HBO Max. Yeah. That's kind of funny. Well, so. I hate to say it, but we'll beat you 3-2.
Is that it?
I mean, that's 5...
There's
a This Day in History that I kind of pulled in case we got down to it, but that would make
you
a tie.
Yeah.
That would make a tie, so.
Look at that.
I mean, do you guys want to do the This Day in History just
for fun?
I want to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I really don't know, how I would do this. In 1999, this team beat China to win.
United States?
Yep. Their first World Cup. Their first Women's World Cup. All right, well, I'm glad that Will already won. That was birthdays. We'll finish up the show on the other side. I found a way. And I always thought that it'd be too crazy. But I found a way. Oh, Drake Bell.
But if you look inside, I'm sure
you'll find. That's hilarious. I love that.
Throwback.
The Drake and Josh theme as the bumper. That's hilarious. I actually have that song on my playlist.
Really?
I'm not even joking.
It's a good song.
I know the second verse. Like nobody knows the second verse.
Were you a big Drake and Josh fan?
Oh, huge Drake and Josh fan. The early 2000 Nickelodeon like Disney era was my era.
Mm-hmm.
Like we got, you know, on Disney or on the Disney side, you got like Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Mm-hmm.
You got like That's So Raven. I was even kind of a fan of Hannah Montana.
I'm
not afraid to
Wizards
admit that.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yep. Love that. Loved that.
Yeah.
And then on the Nickelodeon side,
Drake and Josh,
I liked all that.
Zoe 101.
iCarly.
That jerk had to go and get pregnant and ruin the show for us.
I know.
She had to go and ruin the show. And then they teased that reboot Or at least like the
yeah they did. And they
teased
never
the
did
like
it.
They teased the like, hey, we're gonna like show you what happened after everything. And mm-hmm. like, and they did that little mini video. Did you ever watch that?
I don't remember the video. They did but a, I remember they them did a, talking about the reboot.
They did a video. It was like a 5, maybe 10 minute video. And like Chase, you remember Chase?
Mm-hmm.
The dude that was obsessed with Zoe for nine yeah, the dark freaking curly years.
Hair. Yeah.
Like 5 years, you know, is in a restaurant and he's about to propose to this other girl. This different girl.
What?
He's about to propose to her. He's got a ring and everything. Like on the table. And then Michael, right?
Yeah.
Michael was one of the friends. He comes
yeah.
sprinting in, like, you know, in typical slapstick Nickelodeon fashion, sprinting
yeah, yeah, yeah.
in, knocking tables over,
right.
falling over stuff. And he's like, Chase, Zoe's back or getting divorced or something.
Oh,
like it was
no.
like, it was like Zoe is now single.
Yeah.
And here. And, like, Chase was like, wait, what? And then the girl is just like, you were going to ask me something? And he's like, hold on. And he's like, you know, kind of getting more information from Michael. And there's talking. And the girl is still really, really awkward. And I feel like it ended with her getting mad and, like, throwing the water in Chase's face and, like, storming out. And then he's like, and I know for a fact it ended like this. He's like, I got to find Zoe. And they both sprint out of the restaurant, him
oh,
and Michael.
Man.
And then they tease that they're going to be doing this reboot of, mm-hmm. like, you know, 10 episodes or so of, like, what happened after the fact. And they never did it. And I got so mad. I'm
how,
still mad about
how
it.
How long ago was this?
Well, that they started the reboot?
Yeah. Or had that teaser.
Oh, it had to be 4 or 5 years now. I feel like I was still in high school.
No, jeez. No. Actually, maybe.
I feel like I might have been still Zoe 101 reboot.
I watched all of those on Netflix. Those were like the first shows I binge watched because those my middle school days was when those got put on Netflix. So
yeah.
I was watching Ned's Declassified, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh
oh,
on
Ned's
repeat.
Declassified. Yeah.
And so that does make sense for time frame wise.
It was
this
2015. 2015.
Yeah.
Right here on YouTube. What did Zoe say? That's what they did. They dug up that time capsule. Remember?
Yeah.
There's an episode where she puts a video of her telling Chase that she loves him or however she
yes.
really feels about Chase in the time capsule. I remember they dug up that stupid time capsule and he's got the DVD and he's like, we gotta see what Zoe said.
No.
Right here, look, this girl is about to get proposed to.
Yeah.
She's feeling so happy. She's feeling so good. And then Chase has to just ditch for a girl he hadn't seen in like 15 years.
No.
He's a full-on adult. He's a man. And he's about to leave.
That's crazy.
I was like, I was stunned. I'm going to watch that. We can watch that video after the show because I feel like this is something that we have to watch. Like, we have to kind of
yeah,
figure this whole thing
nostalgia.
Out. Oh, wait. There's a part two right here. Maybe this is just a web series.
That is nuts. But yeah, that was a good Nickelodeon show.
But yeah, Drake and Josh, Zoe 101.
Ned's Declassified.
Yeah. Loved Ned's. Oh my gosh.
Probably the most underrated one out of all of those.
It was
my opinion.
Good. Yeah.
This is actually a Disney thing now that I'm thinking about it. Do you guys remember the Mike's Super Short Show? You won't, for sure.
I don't remember that.
I don't think so.
It was like one of those 5 minute things. It was like a 5 minute blurb,
uh-huh.
like in a commercial break, really, between shows. And it was just like these two kids. And I don't really remember what they were doing. Like, I feel like they were like reviewing like movies or like kind of like
I don't remember that.
I feel like I've seen one of those.
Or like
being
talking about something
really late at night.
But they always ended it with, and this has been Mike's Super Short Show. And they like do this weird little like okay symbol, and they're down, and then they're up, and then they're pointing at you. I always thought that was really cool because I could never figure out what they were actually doing, but I liked it.
Interesting.
But I liked it.
Well, trip down memory lane today.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of fun
today.
Video games.
Shows.
Nickelodeon. We talked zero sports.
Ringtones.
Ringtones that you saved, that you recorded yourself on your phone.
Jeez.
We've definitely gone down the path, the early 2000s.
I hope the listeners are feeling nostalgic in any way.
I've gotten several messages that say we're crushing it. So.
Well, good.
I feel like we're doing good. I mean, John Reed says doing good, that means something because, to be completely honest, pull it back the curtain a little bit for the listeners. We don't listen to any other shows. I'll listen to Three and Out occasionally. I like listening. Especially during football season. There's
you
no
know,
one.
And they deep dive into the Tennessee athletics.
Yeah,
everything you need to know.
Like Three and Out during the football season, X and O's wise. Nate and Houston, there's probably not a better duo, especially
probably.
Nate. Nate's the biggest X's and O's freak in the mind I've ever seen. He's a genius.
He does know a lot.
So come football season, love listening to them. Really liked the Blitz recently.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever caught any of that.
I love the Blitz.
Rick and Brandon Chance, they kill it in the 10-12
spot. Everybody
like
kills
them.
It.
Everyone kills it. But,
we killed it today, I think.
I personally think so. Yeah, we've done a really good job. I'm really excited to finish out the week. We do have the outro music playing. We made it.
Hey, we made it. We're here.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Be here Thursday and Friday. Maybe me and Julia will face off in birthdays. Maybe me and Will will face off. We'll see. We got a fun week the rest of the week.